Baptist history. Look at a man who is not perhaps as well known to us, maybe more so to Virginia or Baptists in Virginia, but Elijah Baker's ministry took place during the American Civil War, or American Revolution, sorry. And therefore, maybe it was, I think it's overshadowed by some of the events on the national stage. As I mentioned, Elijah Baker, he was born on November 28, 1742 in Virginia. He was saved at 27. Seems a little loud. And he was baptized by Samuel Harris, the great Virginia Baptist. If you might remember, when Schubel Stearns and Daniel Marshall came to North Carolina, and that was in the 1750s, and their ministry spread out over several states there. Just, an amazing story. But at one point, Marshall and Schubel Stearns went up into Virginia to preach and to hold meetings. And in one of those meetings, you might remember, Samuel Harris was a constable, I believe, and he came to shut the meeting down. And he was hiding in the back of the meeting place, heard the gospel preach, and was saved that night. And he became, for all practical purposes, the Schubel Stearns of Virginia, and just an amazing ministry. But then he would lead this man to the Lord and baptize him, Elijah Baker. In the early days of Baker's ministry, the guy called him to preach. He began immediately having an itinerant work and preaching. He seems to have escaped the imprisonment that many Virginia Baptists endured. It's ironic that in Virginia, that Virginia was the most oppressed colony when it comes to religious liberty. It's ironic when you think that Virginia would lead the American fight for personal liberties. You think about Virginia and you think about the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, sorry, I keep saying that. But Washington's from Virginia. The man who wrote the Bill of Rights is from Virginia. So it's kind of ironic that Virginia is the most oppressive colony before the war concerning matters of religious liberty. And the Virginia Baptists endured more religious persecution than any of their brethren in the other colonies. 44 preachers and many more laymen were imprisoned and were physically beaten rather than stop preaching because the Anglican Church and the law of Virginia were one. And their justification, of course, came from Acts 4:19 and 20. Says Paul, I think it was Peter, says, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak of the things which we have seen and heard." And in Acts 29, the verse, "We ought to obey God rather than men." And he began his ministry. And it did attract great attention eventually because so many people were being saved and baptized. And he was imprisoned in Accomack County for 56 days. And again, this is right in the middle of the American Revolution. And he would preach even while he was in prison. We've heard stories about men that preached through the jail cells, through the bars. And one time when he was preaching, a man from Delaware was coming by. He was a lawyer, and he came by and heard him preach. He must have been a Christian. And he just kind of in passing said, "If you ever make it to Delaware, you're welcome in my home." And so, of course, Baker was not at liberty to accept that invitation because he was in prison, but he kept preaching and witnessing and singing, and eventually the jailers, he became very obnoxious to the jailers, and the jailers said, "Okay, we got to get rid of this guy," and so they took him out of jail and they threw him onto a privateer, like a ship that would sail through the Atlantic there along the coast. And they told the privateer, just drop him off anywhere outside of here. Just at some point, just find a place and dump him. And, so he was, he refused to stop preaching on board the ship. That irritated the sailors on that privateer. So they found another ship and put him on that ship with the same instructions that we were told, just to dump him somewhere. He's a prisoner, and dump him somewhere. Well, what happened at that point was they were in harbor. The wind stopped blowing. They couldn't leave the harbor. And so the men figured that maybe it's Baker, maybe he's the problem, and so we got to get rid of this guy, and the winds will pick up again. And so they put him on another ship, a third ship, and that ship sailed. It reminds me of the story of Jonah, kind of, where except that he wasn't running from God, but how that he's put on these different ships, and God is working as his steps are being directed there. And so finally, that ship dumped him on shore at some unknown spot. Well, when Baker discovered that where he had been dumped was in Delaware, and he remembered that invitation from that lawyer just in passing, if you ever get to Delaware, come to my home, you'll be welcome there. So he made his way to this man's house, and he began a ministry out of this man's house and estate. He was joined about a year later by another man named Philip Hughes, and they began to preach with great power. The results are kind of amazing. Hundreds and hundreds of people saved, and dozens of churches started in that year or two that they were preaching. These people were baptized. These churches were started. Reading from his story, and they said they were not only well-received, but were assisted in their efforts by ministers and laymen in organizing churches and ordaining other ministers. These men were instrumental in founding 22 churches in Virginia, Maryland, Delaware. And then, almost like the Apostle Paul and Barnabas, they spent several years visiting, going back and forth and visiting these churches, as the historian said here, visiting them as fathers do their children. It's interesting that at one point, the Methodist Church in one of these colonies was greatly irritated by the fact that these men were preaching and souls were being saved. And so the Methodist preachers challenged these men to a debate on the subject of baptism. And so they presented their case, had a great, great debate. Hundreds of people attended. What came out of that was three of the Methodist preachers saw the light and were baptized and became Baptist preachers. Another time, they had another similar debate. And again, hundreds attended. The result was that 22 people from the audience were immersed the next day and joined the local Baptist churches. So it's kind of interesting ministry, but Then, at the age of 56, Elijah Baker passed away, went to be with the Lord in November of 1798. Just as I think about this man and his ministry and some quick short stories about his ministry, want to thank the Lord for this kind of unsung hero in Baptist history. And really, if you think about it, I was struck as I read about his events, that this should be an encouragement to us to know and rest in the fact that God directs our steps when we are right with him. Our steps are ordered by him, as the psalmist says, even when the stuff is taken out of our hands. And it seems that, he was put on these ships without his knowing what to do and couldn't do anything. And yet God was directing his steps and getting him to Delaware. And I want to thank the Lord this morning for Elijah Baker and his wonderful ministry.